At first glance, there's nothing redeemable about Alon's performance in the Masters 8. In the tournament's opening round, he lost 3 Pokemon to Leon's 1. Before that battle, I considered Alon's Mega Charizard X to be the strongest non-legendary in the anime. Afterward, I wasn't even sure it could beat Ash's Charizard. Had the tournament ended then and there, I'd have called Alon the weakest trainer in the Masters 8. He felt like a far cry from the man who once defeated 10 consecutive Mega Evolutions, clashed with legendaries, and won the Kalos League. When Alon was announced to return, I expected an encore worthy of that Kalos League dominance. Instead, we got one of the series' roughest beatdowns, at least on the surface. As time passed, I realized something. Alon's performance against Leon's Rillaboom actually proved that he was stronger than Diantha and Lance. Why, you may ask? Well, Rillaboom wasn't just powerful. It was the single most dominant Pokemon in the Masters 8. Rillaboom defeated 7 Pokemon across the tournament, beating more Pokemon than even Pikachu and Leon's Charizard. Statistically, it was the tournament's MVP. Yet, against Alon, it struggled way more than it did against Diantha and Ash. Rillaboom Gigantamaxed against Alon's Chestnut and still couldn't score a quick win. Chestnut landed Hammer Arm, tanked G-Max Drum Solo, rolled through G-Max Airstream, and traded Pin Missile for Max Quake before falling to Acrobatics. Meanwhile, Alon's Charizard overcame Rillaboom's Drum Beating and beat it with Flare Blitz. In total, Alon defeated Rillaboom using 2 Pokemon. By comparison, Diantha used 5, Ash 3, and neither faced its Gigantamax form. Against Diantha, Rillaboom defeated Tyrantrum, Aurorus, Gourgeist, and Goodra before losing to Gardevoir. Aurorus had Blizzard, Goodra had Fire Blast, and unlike Alon's Charizard, they lost despite their type advantage. Both Alon and Diantha defeated Rillaboom, but Alon did it with half the effort. Proportionately, each of them defeated a third of Leon's team. If we treat performance against Rillaboom as the tiebreaker, Alon comes out ahead. Furthermore, had Rillaboom Gigantamaxed, I'm confident it would have swept Diantha. So if Alon did better than Diantha, the same trainer who defeated Lance, then it's fair game to argue he's stronger than Lance as well. Moving on, technically, Rillaboom beat a third of Ash's team, just like he did with Alon's. Using attacks like Acrobatics, Drum Beating, High Horsepower, and Knock Off, Rillaboom defeated both Dragonite and Sirfetch'd before fainting against Dracovish. If Dracovish hadn't unlocked its latent powers, it might have fallen as well. I have no doubt that Pikachu would have defeated Rillaboom had they battled, but even then, any extra damage that Rillaboom might have landed would have helped set the stage for Charizard to finish the job. In the end, Rillaboom saved Alon's legacy. If Rillaboom weren't such a monster, Alon's loss would have looked irredeemable. But because it steamrolled through everyone else, Alon's ability to handle it with just 2 Pokemon now looks remarkable. That doesn't erase the sting of Alon's early exit, but it certainly reframes it. Alon didn't collapse. Rather, he faced the tournament's most brutal powerhouse first. And on that, he did better than everyone else, even Ash. So with all that, let me know what you think. Was Alon underrated, or am I stretching harder than I've ever stretched before? I'm Professor Silver. Until next time, catch you later.